From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed into law a sanctions bill that he declared is, quote, significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill penalizes Russia for its interference in last year's election. It also imposes sanctions on Iran and North Korea and restricts the president's authority to lift the sanctions without consulting Congress. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals.
The president said the new law will give those workers a raise by reducing the number of unskilled workers entering the United States. He said the bill would create a points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the United States. The Pentagon says two American soldiers were killed when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. A spokesman gave no details. The Taliban claims one of its suicide bombers drove an explosives-packed vehicle into the convoy. Kandahar is known as the place of the Taliban, whose resurgence has led President Trump to consider sending more American forces back into Afghanistan. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.